We often speak about the implications of major holidays and events that take place during the year. And as you all know, Lag BaOmer is coming up. We're looking forward to various programming and activities over the Lag BaOmer weekend, post-weekend, and beyond. And Rav Judah is joining us here to give us a little chizuk to prepare, to have the right mindset in terms of learning what Lag BaOmer is all about. So please give him your undivided attention.
Hi, remember we talked about the water drinking? Remember we talked about that? Thank you. Imagine the scene, what was going on in Klal Yisrael in the days and the time of the Roman persecution and the times of the Churban. Such a dark and bleak time where the world of Jewish sovereignty and the environment of Malchus, the environment of Jewish life and living in a natural, positive, growth-oriented sense that generations in Klal Yisrael have become used to in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh came to an end. There were gezeros, real gezeros. There was a Shas HaShmad. Jews were forced to give up Jewish practice. The Gemara describes, that it was punishable by death, performing mitzvahs in public, whether it was tefillin or Shabbos, or taking Arav Aminim in public. And the Sanhedrin, the Rabbanim, the Gedolei Hador, the Einei Ha'eda, ones who really were the standard bearers, and the heart and soul and heartbeat of the Jewish people, were exiled from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, the place where every Jew and every generation is always facing and always connected to, the heart of the world, Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. These Jews were exiled from that place. And the seat of Jewish leadership ended up in Yavne. Now, putting together the Asara Harugei Malchus, which are not necessarily in the same, you know, in the same week, the same month, the same year, the same generation, it was a long period of disenfranchisement, of decentralization, of Jewish spirit being crushed. And it's in that context that Rabbi Akiva, the greatest teacher of Torah of his generation, was killed al Kiddush Hashem. And the primary disciples of Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 students, die in this terrible plague, which we're thinking about and we're focusing on, we're connected to during the days of Sfira. It was a dark period in the history of the Jewish people. It was a difficult time. The Hakdama to Sefer Likutei Maharan is the most important work in Reb Nachman's corpus, Reb Nachman's teachings. In the second printing of Likutei Maharan, Reb Nosson saw it fit to include these couple of paragraphs. This is the introduction to the Sefer. I just thought tonight we'll learn this short introduction together, and try just to scratch the surface, of starting to think a little bit, or continuing to think a little bit about the special days that we're coming up to. L'chu chazu ifalos Hashem hisgalos nifla. Come and see. Pay attention to the language. L'chu chazu. Come and see. Come see the great wonders and the great revelation. Misod gedula satana aloki Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Come and take a look at the great revelation of the Tana Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Reb Shimon bar Yochai was of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, who lived in that time period that we all know. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai yivtiach shelo tishkach Torah Yisrael al yado. Shelo tishtachach Torah Mi'Yisrael al yado. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai stood up in the context of that darkness, in the context of that environment of fear, of that environment of hopelessness and helplessness, where the Gedolei Hador were sitting in Yavne, exiled from their seat of leadership, talking about what's going to be in the future, what are we going to do, wringing their hands, trying to figure it out. Where do we go from here? How did this happen? What are we going to do? How are we going to transmit values? How are we going to ensure Jewish continuity? How are we going to ensure Jewish life? Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. What are we going to do? Where are we going to go? Is it going to work? How's it going to happen? As Chazal say in the Gemara and Shabbos, Kufal Amalches, Kishenichnesu, Rabbeinu LeKerem B'Yavna Amru. When they came there to Kerem B'Yavna, the place of exile, it was 10 stages that the Shekhinah went into exile. The Rambam lists and Chazal describe. Yavna was one of them. They already moved out of their seat. They moved out of their home base. The Gedolei Hador got together and said, "Asida Torah shetishkach Mi'Yisrael." We know that in that there's a pasuk in Azinu that in the future the Torah, we're concerned that the Torah is going to be forgotten in Klal Yisrael. There was this concern that we're going to go to Chutz La'aretz. We're not going to have the Beis Hamikdash. And the Beis Hamikdash is, I don't know what percentage of the mitzvahs in the Torah are connected to the Beis Hamikdash. Over 100, I don't know, the Chavetz Chaim, the Sefer Mitzvah says, how many? I wish I remembered. 150 perhaps? Dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of mitzvahs connected to Korbanos and the offerings of the Beis Hamikdash. And if not in the Beis Hamikdash itself, to Kedushat Eretz Yisrael, Jews didn't know how to eat or work the land, like they didn't know from the idea of working and doing and eating and living outside of Eretz Yisrael. They're wondering what on earth is going to happen what happens when we have to leave? What are we going to do without a Beis Hamikdash? How are we going to daven? How are we going to serve? How are we going to achieve dveikus? How are we going to be connected? What are we going to do? So what's going to happen? The Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai stands up in the face of this yish. Stands up in the face of this yish, of this potential, like this incredible, like overwhelming darkness, and he says, "Shelo tishkach." Torah is not going to be forgotten, because the pasuk in Hazinu says, "Kilo sishachach mipi zaro." There's a promise in Sefer Hazinu and Sefer Dvarim in Parshas Hazinu that the Torah will not be forgotten from our descendants. Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. So there's discussion in the Gemara exactly what part of the Torah that's referring to. Is it referring to only the Hazinu itself, the Shira of Torah, or the entirety of Torah? And the Chachamim were sitting around trying to figure out what's going to be, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai takes achrayas. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai takes responsibility. He stands up and says, "Ki lo tishachach mipi zaro." The Torah will not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, period. It's on me. I'm taking it on my shoulders. I'm here. This is my job. And it's going to be okay. He was a reassuring voice in a turbulent time. He was a voice of emuna, of clarity, of Mesiras Nefesh. He was the central figure after Rabbi Akiva. As the words of the Zohar, of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai himself in Parshas Naso, Bahai Chibura, by this writing, this composition, meaning the Zohar itself, the Yosefer HaZohar, Yifkun Bei Min Galusa. In the writings of this Sefer HaZohar that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai revealed, is the key to redemption. These teachings will take us out of exile. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, "Do not worry, have no fear. Torah will not be forgotten from the Jewish people. It's on me." And in revealing the Zohar, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai provides the key to the redemption of the world. Now says Rav Nachman, "V'ata bo re'ev havein." And now come and see and understand. Niflos nisteros shel Torasenu HaKadosha, the wondrous secrets of our Holy Torah. Alkein samach Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai atzmo al zeh pasuk. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was not just saying, I'm going to ensure the continuity of the Jewish people by teaching Torah with Mesiras Nefesh, not just that I'm going to be working on behalf of the Torah and transmitting the Torah, rather, ki be'emes b'zeh ha'pasuk atzmo al zeh pasuk. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai atzmo. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, I am that pasuk. That pasuk is me. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says that this promise in Sefer, in Parshas Ha'azino, that the Torah will not be forgotten, is a reference to himself. Merumaz v'nister sod hazeh shal yidei zaro shal Yochai. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Al Yadoli Tashka Al Yadolo Tishkach Lo Tishtachach Hatorah Israel. So if a Tevis Shazal Pasuk Kilos Hishachach Mipizaro, Im Osios Yochai. Does my name Yochai that I'm coming from Yochai are made up of the Sofe Tevos of this pasuk? He points to the Torah, the promise that Hashem makes, the divine promise that the Torah will always be. And that Am Yisrael will always be with the Torah. And that there's no place and there's no time and there's no environment and there's no situation that's too far away and that's too broken, that's too dark and that's too bleak. And Rishon Bar Yochai says, this pasuk is not just promising the eternity and the continuity of Torah and the Jewish people, but this pasuk is me. Ki lo tishkachach Torah mipizaro is me, is Yochai. And furthermore, it continues, Rabbi Nachman continues, that a pasuk in Daniel at the bottom here at the page, there's a pasuk in Sefer Daniel in the Nevuah, where he describes a holy being, an angel that descends from Shemayim, a godlike creature that comes down to provide a Yeshua for the Jewish people. Ir v'kadish min Shemayim nachit, that this is great holy being that comes down from Shemayim, Ir v'kadosh min Shemayim nachis, Rosh Yitevah Shimon. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, kilu, pointing himself out in the words of Ha'azinu, and Rav Nachman is saying, furthermore, we see it from the words of Daniel, as Rav Shimon bar Yochai is called Tana Eloki, the godlike Tana. So just to understand here, that Rav Shimon bar Yochai had courage, that he had emunah, that he stepped into the breach, that he took it on his shoulders, that he stood up to the decrees, that he risked his life, that he was on the run, on the lam, hiding in the cave with the sun. He's looking to some level of revelation there. We know that Lag V'Omer, this coming Motzei Shabbos, this is Yahrzeit. We know. Ma kesher that Kilos Yishachach Torah Mepizaro, that he points to a pasuk in the Torah and says, this is me. Like, where did that come from? Where did that understanding come from? How could he be so sure? And why do we celebrate that certainty? So, to understand what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was doing in the world, there's a teaching from the Ramchal. It's just to like take a step out here. Sometimes you can say, okay, it's like Chassidim get very into this day, and like Chassidim, like you get very excited to Chassidim and drink this good cold grape juice on the road on the Mahajan path. Stick to the Mahajan path. That's where the real Hamish stuff is. That's where the good kugel is, that's where the grape juice is. If someone say, like, you know, Rosh Hashiva say that, I remember I perhaps would remember. And Rosh Hashiva said, what? Novel Bereshus HaTorah. And he said, it might even be a novel below Bereshus HaTorah. And there's Ein Heter Lizgor Tagmara. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is in the Gemara. That's true. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is also Meron. And you'll see that there's a whole to-do there, and there's a great gathering there. Somewhere between 250,000, half a million Jews from all different walks and stripes who gather at the tzion of Rashbi and around the tzion of Rashbi, and it's this tremendous energy taking place, but like what, like where is that coming from? What is happening? So you don't think that it's some newfangled Hasidic custom. Even if it was, it would still be fine. The Ramchal, the Ksavim of the Ramchal, he writes about the centrality of Rashbi and the holiness of the of Rishon Bar Yochai, the Tana Eloki. Says the Ramchal, quoting the words of the Zohar Kaddish, is Pashtusa the Moshe Rabbeinu Bechaldar Vadara. The influence and the expression of Moshe Rabbeinu is in every generation. Moshe Rabbeinu, Lokam Bisrael, Kamosha Od, Moshe Rabbeinu, this Neshama Klalis, this great soul who incorporated all the souls of all of Klal Yisrael, who was chosen by the Ribbono Shel Olam to reveal the Torah on Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher, Moshe Rabbeinu, who spoke panim al panim with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Zohar Kodesh tells us that the expression of Moshe is found in every generation, and that there's some level of Moshe Rabbeinu that is present in every door. Says the Ramchal, when Moshe Rabbeinu went on Har Sinai and had this Aliyah, and was with the Ribbono Shel Olam, B'dveikus Gemura, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu were there, panim al panim, so to speak. In the highest spheres, Moshe Rabbeinu rose up, Alisa Lamarum, Shivisa Shevi. The Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu, Alisa Lamarum, went up to the highest heights, Shivisa Shevi, and brought down a captive. Says the Ramchal, this is an allusion, a remez, to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Moshe Rabbeinu going to that place and bringing down in that dvikus, in that revelation at Har Sinai, the potential for a great soul that would be a continuation of his job in the world. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was up there bringing down Torah's Nigla, Moshe Rabbeinu was also preparing the next stage of that revelation. It wasn't just something that happened at that time and place, but that Moshe Rabbeinu was setting the stage for the next step in the revelation. Alisa Lamarom, he went up to the heights, Shivisa Shevi, and he took captive, he grabbed on. Says the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, Shevi is Osios Shimon Bar Yochai, that he took from there the potential for this soul to come into the world to continue his job. So Moshe Rabbeinu led us with and accomplished, achieved on Har Sinai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai continues via the place called Meiron. The revelation of Torah's Nigla on Har Sinai, where we received, the Maral tells us, not just the Aseret Dibros, Kol Torah Kula, Tarag Mitzvos, Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichtav, everything came down there. Every Havamina, every Svara, Rishonim, all the sodos, the fundamentals of the Gimel Midos, Shatorah, Nedreshes Behen, tools with which we understand every aspect of the truth of Torah and the Mesorah, came down in that moment, in that experience at Har Sinai that we're getting ready for in Shavuos. That experience of revelation took place by Yom HaShlishi, by Yos Boker. Third day, Vayisem Nechonim, the third day after preparation, Bayom HaShlishi, Bayos Boker, in the context of morning, daytime. Baal Shem Tov explained that that it's not just like telling us like a schedule, like a Luach Zmanim, a schedule of what happened, but the significance of the fact that it took place during the day. Daylight represents clarity, represents a time of chasadim, a time of openness. There's behirut, there's clarity, you could see. Sun is out, you can see far, you know what's happening around you. The Torah that was revealed at Har Sinai was revealed in a place of clarity, a place of openness. Har Sinai represents gilui, openness, revelation, literally. This pashtusa of Moshe, the expression of Moshe Rabbeinu, the influence of Moshe Rabbeinu, in setting the stage for the next step in revelation, takes place generations and generations later, in a time of absolute darkness, in a time of concealment, of difficult. Rishon Bar Yochai reveals the Zohar HaKadosh, which is Pnimius HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah, Torah's Nister, as opposed to Torah's Nigla, in the context of night, in the context of darkness, Dafka within a cave. Har Sinai is on a mountain, out in the open up on top. Rishon Bar Yochai brings down the Zohar in a cave, inside. Har Sinai is in Chutz La'aretz. Meron, in the Kedusha of Rashbi, expresses itself, Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz versus Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shlomo Karbach actually pointed out a beautiful ha'ara, that the language of Chutz La'aretz is different than the language in the chush, the feeling, in the sense of Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, Talmud Bavli came down, and the primary mode of expression in Talmud Bavli, of transmission, is the Tashma. Chazal saying, come and listen, come and hear. Hearing is something which is much more distant than the language of Yerushalmi, which is Tachazi, come and see. Seeing is something which is much more clear, much more something which is the revelation of seeing is a much deeper revelation than that of hearing. The language of the Zohar HaKadosh of Eretz Yisrael is also Tachazi, which is the way Reb Nachman begins the Hakdama here. As Lechu Chazu, come and see. Meaning, the goal of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in those days was to show Klal Yisrael, was to explain to Klal Yisrael, the leadership to the Pshutei Am, to everyone who is suffering, who are broken, saying that Rabosai, you're concerned the Torah is going to be forgotten. Because the Torah that you know is the Torah which is revealed. Torah which is that of Isser V'Heter, what to do, what not to do. Where to do it, how to do it, how much, how little, when not to. All the laws of the Beis HaMikdash. Torah's Nigla, everything that we've known up until that point, that we've been living with in a tapadik manifest. You can touch it, you can sense it, you can feel it. You're working the land, taking Pelech and Shikha. You have a tree in the backyard, you're doing Orla, Net the Ravai, you're taking Bikurim. It was there. Shechita, Kisoedam, bringing Karbonos, like it was very tapadik. It was external, it was something which we could feel, which we could sense, which we were living with. And they were concerned, we're going to go to our Chutz La'aretz now, what are we going to do? How are we going to live? How are we going to express ourselves? How are we going to live as Yidden? What's going to happen when we go there? We're taken captive. What's going to happen if we go there? Are we going to be able to transmit these values to our kids? What about assimilation? We got into marriage. What's going to happen? What's it going to look like? The Rishon Bar Yochai comes and says, it's true, there was a level of revelation called Har Sinai. There was a level of revelation called Har Sinai of Torah's Nigla. But even if a Jew is detached from that, on a Lemaisa level, and a person is disconnected from that, the world of Isser V'Heter, there's still something beneath the surface. There's still Razan Da'oraisa. There's still a latent, subconscious, inner world, a pneumistic world of Sitrei Torah, of the light of Torah, on the level of the cave, so to speak, that no matter what happens on the outside, no matter where we go, no matter what happens to us, there's still something there which is very vibrant and connected on the inside. Rishon Bar Yochai Dafka brought out the Sitrei Torah, the Razan Da'oraisa. Rishon Bar Yochai was charged with the responsibility of revealing the Zohar HaKadosh, Sitrei Torah, the secrets of Torah, the inside world of Torah, the depth of the secrets of the universe, and the depths of the secrets of Klal Yisrael, Dafka at a time where Klal Yisrael were pushed to the wall, when we were on our way out of Eretz Yisrael, when we were experiencing Chorban, in a place where we were staring Yush in the face. What's my life going to be? How am I going to do this if I'm in a place of total Yerida, total brokenness? Rashbi says there's no such thing as giving up hope. There's no such thing as a Jew not being connected. Because every single Yid is connected to the letters of the Torah. The osius of the Torah is just an expression of the soul of Klal Yisrael. Kutshebrichu Yisrael v'oraisa. Chad. It's one. It's one entity. It's one reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the essence of a Yid, the godlike soul of man, expression of God, Chelek Elokam Yimal, and the Torah are all one entity, one essence inextricably bound, all part of the same oneness. Shema Yisrael, Havaya Elokeinu, Havaya Echad. One. It's all one. The Torah, Klal Yisrael, and Kodesh Brichu. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is saying every Yid is in the Torah. Every single Jew is a letter in the Torah. Every single Jew is connected. Which is why he was able to point the Parshas Hazinu and say that Lo Sishachach, the P Zaro is me. That's Yochai, that's me. I'm in the Torah. And so are you. And so are all of us. We're all connected to the letters of the Torah. And no matter where the Torah is, no matter what condition the external state of the Jewish people are in, no matter what it looks like on the outside, on the inside we're always lit, on the inside we're always connected. We're always in touch. This the Ari HaKadosh says is the difference between the Eitz HaChaim and the Eitz HaDaas. The Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra is the world of Issur V'Heter. It's the world of external experience. The world of understanding, of knowledge, of doing mitzvahs and not doing mitzvahs. Of mitzvahs and averos, of ups and downs. It's the world of it's an external world. It's the world of Har Sinai, Eitz HaDaas. The Eitz HaChaim is the world of Pnimius HaTorah. Chutz La'aretz is a place of Eitz HaDaas, Tovara. It's a place of Birur. Eitz HaChaim is the level of Eretz Yisrael. When a Jew is connected, even if on the outside they're not involved in Jewish practice, I think we probably all can see this in our everyday life walking around the holy city. Even if a Jew is not necessarily connected to the external expressions of Frumkeit, of Yiddishkeit, of Shulchan Aruch, of Issur V'Heter, even if there's not necessarily Eitz HaDaas over Ra, there's very much Eitz HaChaim. There's a willingness from Mesiras Nefesh. There's a sense of Jewish identity and Jewish pride. There's a sense of feeling connected. You don't find that Jews living in Chutz La'aretz. Jews living in Chutz La'aretz, more or less, their identity is expressed in practice. If not, it's something which is unsustainable and not able to be transmitted generation to generation. We just take into consideration the two generations before us in our own family. A group of three cousins got on the boat to the United States, and a group of cousins got on the boat to come to Eretz Israel, to Palestine, in 1939. And 70 short years later, maybe 4 short years later, whatever it is, the amount of Jewish cousins in Eretz Israel is just about the same number as the amount of non-Jewish cousins in Chutz La'aretz. It's not to say that there's day-to-day practice, per se, of our family members who are here in Israel. For the most part, not necessarily, although they eat kosher and their life revolves around Jewish symbols and Jewish identity. They're all willing to give their life for their people and see their Yiddishkeit as something which is important to them. It's not necessarily formal. And as opposed to the rest of the family that in Chutz La'aretz, and either people became frum and took on Torah mitzvos and Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, or they're slowly but surely evaporating into the big melting pot of Chutz La'aretz, because Chutz La'aretz is the level of Eitz HaDaas, Tovara, the place of Birur. If you're going to be a Yid there, it has to be, it's Issur V'Heter. Now, no matter what, a Jew has to be learning Nigla. No matter what, a Jew has to be living with the Shulchan Aruch. No matter what, a Jew has to be living with the Aruch HaShulchan, or the Mishnah Berurah, or the Yakut Yosef, or the Pnini Halacha, or whatever it is. But on the level beyond that, a level maybe more inside than that, you have the world of the Sitrei Torah, of Pnimius HaTorah. You'll see in Meron, the scene that's going on there, it's like the entirety, it's like a cross-section of the entirety of the Jewish people that are very, very much mechubar. Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the one who stood up when Am Yisrael were totally broken. And not only that, but there was such a pain from this Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, Lo Nagu Kavod Zavazet, who were the greatest sages and the greatest minds of their generation, but were just not mindful of each other's holiness, showed a basic lack of respect for one another. And Rishon Bar Yochai came and revealed the Zohar Dafka within the context of Chabura. The two primary and final teachings of Rishon Bar Yochai are expressed in Ijarabba and Ijrazuta. And Ijarabba is a little bit longer, Ijrazuta is a little bit smaller. The real Reb Nachman explains the reason why it's called Rabban Zuta is that Rabba, he gave over to more people, and Zuta gave over to less people. But it was always being given over to people. Sitrei Torah flourish in the context of Chabura. Chavivusa, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said. If you want to understand what it is to be a Jew and receive the secrets of the Torah, the essence of Yiddishkeit, it's the Chavivusa Tal Yivilta. It has to be together. It has to be something that we're doing together. There has to be a sense of connectivity. Now, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, because there was Pirud. Because there's Shalonagu Kavod Zabazah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his Chabura, his Talmidim, are fixing that. When we're hanging around the surface, when we're looking at people on the outside, and we're examining people on the level of Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra, what does he do right, what does he do wrong, what does she look like on the outside, what's his Yarmulke look like or not Yarmulke look like, what's his Hashkafis, what Hashkacha does he eat, what does he not eat. When we're living our life on the level of Tov V'Ra all the time, and we're judging other people by what they do and what they don't do, it's a very Chutz La'aretz Dikah thing. It's a very Golus Dikah environment to be living in. That's Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra consciousness is the level. It's the level of Chutz La'aretz. It's the level of Golus. It brings us toward a place of terrible pirur, judging other people, down on other people, thinking that we have a monopoly on truth. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was coming to strengthen the importance of learning Sitrei Torah because he was saying it's not just to learn mysticism, to detach ourselves from day-to-day living and feel like we're high, we're flying, we're out there, and it's esoteric, and it's mufshat. That's not it. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was trying to say, chevra, understand that there's a reality going on beneath the surface. That whatever you can see and feel and touch and explain is one thing. And when you see another person, and you see that they're a little different than you, and they maybe do a little less than you or a little bit more than you, don't feel threatened, don't be bothered. That's not the thing. Don't be stuck in the Eitz Hadas. There's an Eitz HaChayim taking place. That Jew has an infinite, infinite Kedusha. That Jew is Chelek Elokam Imal. That Jew has a secret. He's connected to a Chelek in the Torah just like you are. Relate to him and to them as that. Go beneath the surface. Don't be stuck in an Eitz Hadas. Don't be stuck in a Chutz La'aretz Dikah Golus mentality. Be redeemed. Look beneath the surface. The Chavivusa, it has to do with being connected to them on a Pnimi level. Meaning, Pirud, Sinas Chinam, competition, Machlokas, is something which can only exist if a person is embracing the world and approaching others in an external way. As soon as we start to get beneath the surface and really get to know the person and think about them in a deeper way, think about who they really are, that they are Chelek Elokam Imal, they're also a child of Hashem, also a beloved child of Hashem, and that their life is directed by Hashkacha just like mine is, that they're also connected to a letter in the Torah, and that we're all part of this one long Shem Hashem, which is voracious until Le'enei Kol Yisrael. So I might not be able to pick out the pasuk like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was about himself. You might not necessarily know what your pasuk is inside the Torah, but we all know that we're part of it. We all know that we have a chelik in that Torah. So Lag Ba'Omer is a day where we're celebrating Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, where we're connecting to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, where we're marking the end of this terrible plague of the students of Rabbi Akiva, who passed away, who left the world because Shalomagu Kavod Zebazeh, and Daka stick away. That's not for us to sit here and rip on them and to knock. It's not, we're talking about levels of righteousness that are beyond our comprehension. When Moshe Rabbeinu was punished, what he's punished for, it's almost like laughable in our minds because it's like a stain on a white silk garment is something which even a little dot is noticeable. That's what we're talking about with the students of Rabbi Akiva, just to be able to understand. But during the days of Sfira, these days of Din, where we're kind of getting to a headspace of Kovid Rosh, of seriousness, of holding ourselves back from certain activities and trying to like focus on what took place and how this Chorban could have unfolded, Pirud, Machlokes, and Eschinam, comes from Shimon Bar Yochai and gives us the antidote to that. If we want to live in a redeemed way, They want to build Yerushalayim and restore the Einei HaEda, the Sanhedrin, and the seat of Jewish leadership to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, then it has to be with an Eretz Yisrael Dikka mentality. It's going from Tashmat to Tachazi. It's going from Eitz Hadas, of judging Isra V'Heter and seeing quantitatively what a person is doing on the outside, to going to an Eitz HaChaim Dikka way of looking at the world. From going from Har Sinai, which is in Chutz La'aretz, to Meiron, which is in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Kook explains that the Sitrei Torah, that really Sitrei Torah, the secrets of Torah, really only understood in Eretz Yisrael. The Ikra place of learning the depth of Torah is here. The Vilna Gaon said the same thing. That's why the Gra and the Baal Shem Tov at the same time sent groups of Talmidim to come settle here. In Tzvas, and in Tver, in Yerushalayim, Reb Mendel Vitebsker, and Reb Avram Kalisker, the Pesach Shulchan, to come here at Dafka. Because there was an Eis Ratzon in the world. The time was right. That was really Reish Tzmichah Gulatenu. It's not really fair to say that the modern state of Israel is that. I also think that. Really, Reish Tzmichah Gulatenu is 200 years ago, when the Baal Shem Tov and the Gra sent the Talmidim here. This is, hey, Hemsheikh Tzmichah Gulatenu Minu. It's a long process. I don't like put God into, like, you know, bound God with rules of time that we have. But Lag BaOmer is a celebration of that. And it's Dafka at night that people are lighting fires, bringing light into the darkness. And the minig of lighting these fires is something unbelievable. And it's Kipshuto, the most appropriate expression of celebrating and recognizing what Rav Yishon Bar Yochai was bringing to the world. Harry, you walk around, you see these crazy midorot that kids are putting together? These crazy kids, have you seen them around? Every piece of scrap wood and piece of cardboard and road sign and baby stroller that broken pieces they could find, all thrown together, and it looks totally crazy. Like, with a little bit of fire, a little bit of light, every little piece of everything is consumed and it all becomes part of the one fire. What Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was telling us was that the Eitz HaChaim is, what the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is, what Sitrei Torah are, is directing us beneath the surface, that really we're all one. And the mistake and the delusion of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva was that they were stuck on the outside. Shalonagu covered bez. How could you not respect another Yid? How could you look down on another Jew? How is it possible? How is it possible to say bad on another Yid? How is it possible to get stuck and push another person down? How is that possible? How is that period able to? It's only because we're stuck on the level of the Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra, because we're judging by outsides. Because we're stuck in a chitzonistic place, a gullus mentality. Says Rashbi, you have to go beneath the surface. What Moshe Rabbeinu was doing in Har Sinai, bringing down the Torah into the world, was just the first stage. The revelation of Lag BaOmer, the second stage, is saying, not only is that Torah, which is something that every Jew has a chelek in, but every Jew is in. Not from the outside, that I can learn Torah and I have my part of Torah that I relate to. One person enjoys Gemara, one person Halacha, one person Chassidus, one person likes Parsha. Everybody has their place for Libo Chafetz. Rashbi is saying no. Rashbi is saying, Kilo, Sishachach, Mipi, Zaro, that's me. I'm in Hazinu. That promise there in Hazinu, stop worrying. They're sitting in Yavna, wringing their hands. Is it the shear of Torah that's not going into exile? Is the essence of... Rashbi says, I'm here, I'm in this Torah. You're in this Torah. Every Yid is in this Torah. Every single person is in this Torah. So if they go to Chutz La'aretz and they get nibble ball and whatever happens, happens on the outside, on the inside, a Jew is on fire, a Jew is lit. So don't be stuck looking on the outside of another person. Every Jew has an infinite depth. The Chelek Elokam Imal. The letter of the Torah is connected to a Yid. Every Yid is connected to a letter of the Torah. It's inextricable. And from the beginning of Bereishis to the end of Einei Kol Yisrael, it's one long name of God. And we're all part of that one name. And Yisrael and Kudshei Brichah and Arayis, it's all one. So take a scrap here and a scrap there and a piece of wood there and a twig there and a cardboard box there and whatever there and throw it into a big pile. It looks totally balaganish. And then you light it, and everything is all one. It becomes this one big Madura. That's what's happening like BaOmer. We're being lit up. The darkness is being lit up. And we're coming to a mentality, to a place of tachazi. We're able to see. We're able to see within the darkness that there's light. We're able to see that within churban, within galus, kilos yishachach mi pizaro, that there's hope. The hope is in tzaddikim. Hope is in these gedol Yisrael. The Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of Rashbi. Shem Baruch Hu is saying, smoch alai. Kedai lismoch. Shas adchak, when the going gets tough, so stick with me. It's not from a place of gaiva. Moshe Rabbeinu stood up and knew that he was the greatest in the generation. He knew that he was the greatest in the world. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was there and brought down Shevi, when he brought down that Shimon Bar Yochai, he was bringing down the next stage of revelation. That next stage of revelation is taking place in Lag BaOmer. Right before Pesach, when we got together, when we got together before Pesach, and we're talking about anything that exists in the world exists in different dimensions, in time and space, in the soul of the individual. Lag BaOmer is the capital of the Ora Tzaddikim in the world. It's the capital. Rishon Bar Yochai is the manifestation, not just of, it doesn't just represent individual Tzaddikim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the Kiddush of Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. In the most sanctified of places, the most sanctified of times, the most sanctified of individuals. Anything that exists, exists in those three dimensions. We were talking about this before many of you went to Poland. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the expression of that. Lag BaOmer is the time, Meron is the place, where Shimon Bar Yochai is the one. Everyone goes to Tzfat and has a good Shabbos in Tzfat and enjoys, and it's like a big thing in Tzfat, because Tzfat is the holy city, but the Arizal only came to Tzfat so that he would be able to be Makabel Shabbos, to receive the light of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and he'd face Meron to be Makabel that light. Because the Kedusha of Shabbos is the Kedusha of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Because the Kedusha comes into the world through these Tzaddikim. And on Lag BaOmer, we're able to unleash the Koach of Rashbi, which is the Kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu B'chol Dar V'Dar, like we're talking in the beginning, that exists inside of every single one of us. Anyone who grabs onto Rashbi, anyone who has a Muna in Rashbi, Rav Wolfson brings, and the Beis Aharon, anyone who connects to Rashbi, and connects that Ora Tzaddikim, and counts on Rashbi, who has a Muna, and what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his guarantee and his promise that Torah will never be forgotten individually and collectively from the Jewish people, that there's no such thing as too far and there's no such thing as too late, there's no such place as too dark. Yesh lo koach b'Rashbi. Rashbi is poel for him. Rashi appears and is involved. And in that way we're able to unleash the koach ha-tzadikim that exists in every single one of us. Moshe Rabbeinu was in a Shem HaKlalis. Shem Bar Yochai was in a Shama Klalis. And every single one of us has a chelik in that same Torah, in that same collective soul. V'yamech kulam tzadikim. There are few, I don't know if there's another time and place in the year, I don't think that there is. Rosh Hashanah Numan is a hisnotzitzus of what this is in Meron Lag BaOmer. We're able to see the collective of the Jewish people, A to Z, in every way, it's a chayim, on fire, tachazi, connected to that Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael and Araisa. Able to see Emuna Barashbi and Koch Barashbi. It's the capital and the headquarters of Amich Kulam Tzadikim. I don't know if there's another time and place in the world we're able to see that expression, that gilui, that incredible depth come out to the forefront. Halavai, we should be able to see it in ourselves, to believe it in ourselves. And Ritz Hashem will be able to see it in others, and that way we'll be able to really fix the mistake of the pagam of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. We'll be able to connect to the soul of Rashbi on his Ilula, L'chora, celebrating the day when a person leaves the world doesn't seem to make much sense. Day of sadness, usually. Kovod Rosh. Celebrating that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is more alive now than ever. That the tzaddikim leave the world physically, they're able to be poel in this world in a much stronger way. And the influence of Moshe Rabbeinu is in every generation, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is in every generation. And the more that we're learning Sitrei Torah, the more we're learning works, esoteric works, works of the secrets of Torah, the more we can open up the depths within our own selves, the more we can see beneath the surface in others, the more we'll be able to live a redeemed way, and in that way, the Mirtzah Hashem, be able to see the Binyan Yerushalayim and the restoration of Torah and Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos Kedusha.
Just a quick announcement, I know there are a number of people there'll be a Marv meeting here right now.